USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat in Ukraine is currently behind closed doors on Capitol Hill as part of the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor expected to be talking with that panel about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Taylor is the one who, in a series of text messages with other administration officials, said he thought it was, quote, crazy to withhold military aid from Ukraine for help in a political campaign. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering after taking another tumble. The 95-year-old hospitalized after suffering a minor pelvic fracture, Carter's second fall this month. The first one, just over a week ago, resulted in him needing over one dozen stitches over his eye. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
British police say they'll travel to the United States to interview the wife of an American diplomat about a crash in which she killed a British teenager when she was driving on the wrong side of the road. The police chief in Northamptonshire says they need to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
She did not tell us that she was leaving the UK. In fact, quite the contrary, we were told that she would cooperate and work with the police in terms of this investigation.
He says Anne Sakoulis has agreed to speak to them about the August crash that killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn. A California utilities warning of the possibility of more power shutoffs. PG&E officials say they're looking at potentially shutting off power to 200,000 customers in a dozen Northern California counties to reduce the risk of wildfires with dry, windy weather conditions expected in coming days. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's issued a disaster declaration for 16 counties after Sunday night's storms in North Texas. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Iraq says U.S. forces that pulled out of neighboring Syria don't have permission to stay. The Iraqi military announcing just a short time ago the troops can only be in that country while transiting somewhere else. It contradicts what the Pentagon has claimed, that the troops would be in western Iraq to continue fighting ISIS there. Iraq currently hosts more than 5,000 American troops in other parts of the country. The Trump administration wants to take DNA samples from detained migrants, and the Justice Department has given notice of a proposed rule that restores authority that was given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. This law will direct the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule is being published today and will be open to public comment for 20 days. And power pitching, the name of the game, as the World Series will begin tonight with the Astros hosting the Washington Nationals in Houston. Washington's Max Scherzer will be going against Houston's Gerrit Cole. Cole leads Houston's rotation along with Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke. And Washington's Big Three feature Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. Should be an interesting pitching World Series this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.